Test 1, Part 2. You'll hear a radio documentary about ice skating. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds to look at Part 2.
So, how did it all start? You'd be surprised to hear that the history of ice skating is several thousand years old. In fact, the first ice skates seem to have been made from animal bone. Iron skates did not appear until the year 200 AD and the introduction of iron into Scandinavia, where skating was considered an important skill for the upper classes. Almost 2,000 years later, in the early 20th century, skating was still rather reserved. Stylish, because it was seen as an art form, but not very athletic. All that changed in 1924, when the 11-year-old Norwegian figure skater Sonja Hennie introduced a more athletic style to skating, which helped increase the popularity of competitive figure skating. On the strength of her athletic jumps, modern costumes and original choreography, she won gold medals at the Winter Olympic Games in 1928, 1932 and 1936. The American skater Dick Button, a five-time world champion between 1948 and 1952, and two-time Olympic gold medalist in 1948 and 1952, brought remarkable athleticism to skating. Not only did he invent the flying camel sit spin, he was also the first skater to successfully complete a double axel and triple jump in competition. Finally, in the 1960s, the world-class Soviet skaters Oleg Protopopov and Ludmila Belousova completely transformed pairs skating with their elegant ballet-like movements. As a result, modern ice skating involves a combination of art and athletics that is both graceful as well as physically demanding. In fact, for the beginner, holding the body correctly is the most important skill to master. It is only after a certain level of proficiency in both balance and control has been achieved that the skater can start working on their speed. Body posture plays a huge part in maintaining balance. The legs have to be slightly bowed and the knees bent in order to keep the body weight centered. In effect, this means that the body leans forward slightly. In skating, more than in any other sport, relaxation is absolutely essential. To achieve this, professional skaters follow a regular exercise program. Moreover, before going on the rink, they do warm-up exercises for the legs, back and shoulders, with special emphasis on the ankles and the knees, because it can be rather dangerous to skate with a stiff body. Finally, after a session on the rink, there should be a warm-down session. The starting position involves the heels almost touching and the feet being turned outwards. To move off, the skater pushes forward with the back foot while making a very small movement with the other foot. When the skater is in a position to keep this up for a while, they can then begin to increase the length of their movements rather slowly. One of the first and most crucial skills to master is the art of falling in the right way, because even the best skaters fall from time to time. Again, it is relaxation that makes all the difference. In order to fall without causing an injury, the skater needs to be as relaxed as they can possibly be to minimize the shock of hitting the ice. After the fall, the skater uses their hands to get into a kneeling position and then stand. Once they have learned to move on the ice with ease and confidence, there are different skating techniques to master, such as figure skating, freestyle, distance, speed, pair skating, etc. Normally, figure skating is the first to practice, and it is followed by elementary freestyle before other techniques are attempted. And there is plenty of guidance available at most of the country's ice rinks. Skating not only improves balance, coordination, relaxation and movement, but it also...
Now you'll hear part two again.
So, how did it all start? You'd be surprised to hear that the history of ice skating is several thousand years old. In fact, the first ice skates seem to have been made from animal bone. Iron skates did not appear until the year 200 AD and the introduction of iron into Scandinavia, where skating was considered an important skill for the upper classes. Almost 2,000 years later, in the early 20th century, skating was still rather reserved. Stylish, because it was seen as an art form, but not very athletic. All that changed in 1924, when the 11-year-old Norwegian figure skater Sonja Henie introduced a more athletic style to skating, which helped increase the popularity of competitive figure skating. On the strength of her athletic jumps, modern costumes and original choreography, she won gold medals at the Winter Olympic Games in 1928, 1932 and 1936. The American skater Dick Button, a five-time world champion between 1948 and 1952, and two-time Olympic gold medalist in 1948 and 1952, brought remarkable athleticism to skating. Not only did he invent the flying camel sit spin, he was also the first skater to successfully complete a double axel and triple jump in competition. Finally, in the 1960s, the world-class Soviet skaters Oleg Protopopov and Ludmila Belousova completely transformed pairs skating with their elegant ballet-like movements. As a result, modern ice skating involves a combination of art and athletics that is both graceful as well as physically demanding. In fact, for the beginner, holding the body correctly is the most important skill to master. It is only after a certain level of proficiency in both balance and control has been achieved that the skater can start working on their speed. Body posture plays a huge part in maintaining balance. The legs have to be slightly bowed and the knees bent in order to keep the body weight centered. In effect, this means that the body leans forward slightly. In skating, more than in any other sport, relaxation is absolutely essential. To achieve this, professional skaters follow a regular exercise program. Moreover, before going on the rink, they do warm-up exercises for the legs, back and shoulders, with special emphasis on the ankles and the knees, because it can be rather dangerous to skate with a stiff body. Finally, after a session on the rink, there should be a warm-down session. The starting position involves the heels almost touching and the feet being turned outwards. To move off, the skater pushes forward with the back foot while making a very small movement with the other foot. When the skater is in a position to keep this up for a while, they can then begin to increase the length of their movements rather slowly. One of the first and most crucial skills to master is the art of falling in the right way, because even the best skaters fall from time to time. Again, it is relaxation that makes all the difference. In order to fall without causing an injury, the skater needs to be as relaxed as they can possibly be to minimize the shock of hitting the ice. After the fall, the skater uses their hands to get into a kneeling position and then stand. Once they have learned to move on the ice with ease and confidence, there are different skating techniques to master, such as figure skating, freestyle, distance, speed, pair skating, etc. Normally, figure skating is the first to practice, and it is followed by elementary freestyle before other techniques are attempted. And there is plenty of guidance available at most of the country's ice rinks. Skating not only improves balance, coordination, relaxation and movement, but it also...
That is the end of part 2. Now turn to part 3.